¡Horror!
¡Ay, ay, ay! ¡Ay,
the Aurora is walking! ¡Is walking! ¡Is walking! ¡Is walking!
¡Ide walk, ide walk!
Pick your Bible, pick your Bible. Let me break the word quickly, briefly, so that we can go into other ministration. Don't worry, I'll do my best to make sure I do justice. I will break the word briefly. Some people say, oh, this man of God come here as a minister. Don't worry, we'll minister. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Just one scripture, let's stand to read the word. That's what we do here in our ministry. We stand to read the word because that's the standard and the secret behind what God is doing in our ministry. The word is a lamp and a light to my path. Let's read verse 8. Genesis 3, verse 8. And he heard the voice of the Lord God working in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Sit down balanduciously on your enemy's head. Mystery behind the voice. Mystery behind the voice. Or you call it the mystery of the voice. We live in a generation where there are so many voices. And what you hear will determine how you become. The voice you hear will give you attention. You give attention to, we give direction. And the voice that gives you direction will give you your destination. One of the greatest problems we have in the body of Christ is that we are so much connected to so many voices. Here we saw, where we read, the voice of God was walking in the garden. That means the voice have legs to walk. It is not work, not W-O-R-K. But W-A-L-K-I-N-G. The voice of God was walking. How can a voice walk? So it means anytime you hear the voice of God, it has leg. He sent forth his word, and his word he let them. So the word of God can be sent on an errand. It's not for everybody. I thought you were hearing me. There is a voice that puts you on top. And the question is, what kind of voice are you hearing? So the voice of God can walk. It has leg. The voice of God is not a voice that is handicapped. The voice has ability to move. And one of the greatest strength of God is not in his handsomeness. We saw the power of God not display on throne. We saw the power of God display through his voice. Now hear me. There's difference between the word and the voice. What you have in your Bible there is called the word of God. That is written. That's a word. But the voice of God is carrying the letter and making it active. It becomes a voice. Hear me. You need to understand that when you read that thing written there is the word of God. That's true. It's called recorded word. But what you are hearing now is the voice of God through a man. I am just a microphone. You didn't hear me? I am a what? A microphone. God is using this man to voice out his voice. That's why the scripture says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. May they hear your voice. They are too quiet. they will hear your voice. Wherever they have forgotten you, they will remember you. Somebody here, they will hear your voice. I say they will hear your voice. Everywhere you enter, they will hear your voice. Every animal God created, he gave them a voice. A voice. A voice. The dog, the cat, the rat, the bird. Don't think they are making noise. That is their voice. And for listen to me. When you see the bird, when you see three birds, they are holding meeting and they are talking, they are communicating. It can be a CEO meeting in the bird minute. You look at them and you think they are not discussing. They understand their language. Just because you don't understand what I am saying doesn't mean I'm not a voice. Are you getting what I'm saying? Am I communicating? When you speak Zulu and I don't understand Zulu, it doesn't mean I'm saying nonsense. I'm speaking my language. If you are not my tribe, you will not understand my destiny. Oh, you don't get it. Stop thinking you are complicated. You are not complicated. Some people don't understand you because they don't belong to your tribe. Hey! If you don't love me, it's because you don't know me. You are not speaking my language. So whenever I talk, it is controversial to you because you don't understand my language. When a Tosa person is speaking, I like that one. When they are talking, you don't understand them because that is their language. Can I talk to somebody here? Don't change your voice because somebody wants you to change your voice. You might not like my voice, but my voice is my voice. I'm not going to bark like a dog. I'm not going to meow like a cat. I am a human being. My name is Joshua Igila. I prophesy. They will hear your voice. They will hear your voice. Shout that amen 3 times. See now. Types of voice. Number one, voice of God. 2, voice of men. 3, demonic voice. 4, prophetic voice. So, the voice of God. Demonic voice. So, there are voices speaking to you and you think it's from God. People, listen to me. There are about 4 to 5 gates in your life. Gate. And you know what is gate? What? It's an entering point and an exit point. But this gate I'm talking about is an entering point to your life. The gate of the eye, 1. The gate of the nose, 2. The gate of the ear, 3. The gate of the mouth, 4. The gate of the mind, 5. Which is your brain gate. What you see repeatedly, you become. As far as you can see. The reason why you talk the way you are talking is the people you are seeing. You don't get me. Just because you stay in Giani, in Polokwane, in Limpopo, Ntata, Botogwene, does not mean the world end there. You have to see beyond where you are. If you don't see beyond where you are, you will die a local champion. What are you seeing? Tell your neighbor, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? Because what you see will affect what you say. What you see will affect what you say. have lost faith. You come back and see your one-room apartment. If you say, I feel I'm killed. I'm finished. That's why your voice has been affected. Some of you, you are not saying the real thing from the real place. You don't know. You have an amplifier inside you. You have a speaker there. You have a microphone. Microphone. You are so complete. You are an instrument. You are a living instrument of Jehovah. You don't get what I'm saying. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. For God to create the world, He said, let there be light. Have you spoken to your life? You talk too much about others, but you don't talk about your life. When God came to the world, He wanted to create His own world. He looked around and said, let there be light. He separated the firmament from the water. And He called one the sky. He called one the earth. He spoke and calling the things that were not as though they were. When will you start talking about your life and stop talking about others? It's not enough to read the word of God. You must be a voice. My sheep heareth my voice. Because I'm a... He said, the voice of a stranger will they not hear. For a fallen spiritual father and another voice is talking by the back and you are hearing, it's because you're a bastard. If you're a true son, you will not hear any other voice but the voice of your father. If your biological mother is out there and call your name 3 times, you don't need to see her. You know. Do you know by voice you can recognize your loved ones? You don't need to say, I said, that's my father. When you hear some voice and the voice look odd and they are not the voice of your family, you know this is the voice of a stranger. He said, the voice of a stranger will they not hear. Sit down. Let me talk to you. Now hear this. Let me go into my introduction now. Watch this. Have you attended musical concert where they are doing audition? Have you seen that? You find thousands of people are coming. Probably they say we give the winner 2 million rands and a brand new car. And so everybody is coming. They are coming for a voice audition. And every one of them are seeking to be recognized. They want their voice to be heard. And so, this is what the organizers do. You find out that you watch it on television. 10 weeks, 16 weeks. Have you watched such voice? You watch it for 10 weeks, 16 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. And they're doing that. And everybody is glued to the television. Have you ever asked yourself, why would people be interested in listening to people who don't have a voice? This is the secret. The organizers will look for judges, panel of judges, who already have a voice, who have integrity, who understand music, who have rise up to a particular profile that everybody likes. They will make them. And you see, in the advert, they introduce all these judges. When you look at the names of the judges, you say, no, this guy is good, this one is good, this one is good. So the audience and the viewers will be glued for 5 weeks, not because of the amateurs, but because of the judges in the panel. That everybody know they have a voice. Watch this. And then, I have about 500 contestants. They come around and everybody thinks he has a voice. And they stand before the judges and they say, sing for 1 minute. Then you see a lot of trouble. You see somebody from Untata that thought he's a musician, but he's a farmer. and thought he has the voice. Say, glow, glow. And they say, no, go. You are not a voice. Another one from KZN, you just come. He thinks it's hunting business. You say, heal. They say, no, you don't have a voice. And everybody that comes are looking at the judges, what they say. Out of the 500 contestants, they narrow it down, maybe they need to get 50. And they grab 50 out. And those 50 now, we now begin to run a series on air. Every one of you watch them. Why the judges are judging them. The question is, who is amplifying your voice? No matter how you have beautiful voice, you need a judge at the panel. To reintroduce your voice. If not, certain things will not hear you. That's why when God called Adam, he said, call the animal, whatever you call, as a chief judge that understand voice. I've made a voice various animal. So open your mouth and name the animal. The animal were under a compelling mandatory objection. Mandate is a must for them to hear the voice of Adam, because a major judge who carries a major voice has introduced Adam. Hear me. Follow me. Don't ever allow anybody without a voice to speak to you when you have a voice. You are not qualified to speak to a man that carries a voice when you are voiceless. You will never see the contestant coming to tell the judges who are in the panel and say, do you know something? Can you hear me? Some of you, the reason why you have failed, you are not even a voice. You are trying to speak to a voice. The reason why you are where you are, hear me, 3,000 voiceless men who doesn't carry a voice, when they speak to your life, it cannot affect your life like a man with a voice. You don't get it. Let me explain. If in your village, 1,000 men rise up to speak against you, it might not carry weight. But when His Excellency Ramaphosa speak against you, a voice has spoken against you. Look, when I hear people say people are gossiping me, I ask myself, who is talking to me? Does he have a voice? If he doesn't have a voice, why do I pay attention? Why do I pay attention to somebody without a voice? Hey! Are you not hearing me? A lion is roaring. And a rat is talking. The rat is about to be a barbecue. Hey! Somebody shot fire! 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 Yeah. Hey! The question is, who is speaking against you? Is he a voice? If it's not a voice, why are you losing your sleep? You are not qualified to judge a voice when you don't have a voice. I'm talking here. It's deep. Is it deep? It's deep. No matter how a rat make noise, it cannot swallow the voice of a lion. You know, we have men of God. We have men of God. Who is talking to you? Who said you will not make it? Is he a voice? Who said you are going to die? Who said they will stop you? Who said you are going to end here? Are they a voice? How can a man who came for audition be talking to the panel of judge? You are not yet a voice concerning this matter. You are not qualified to talk about my marriage, to talk about my life, to talk about my destiny, to talk about my future, because you are not a voice. I know what I carry. I am a voice. I am a voice. I am a voice. Hey! 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 Tell your neighbor, I am a voice. I am a voice. I am a voice. I am a voice. I'm not hearing you well. Say it where I am a voice. You cannot swallow me. I am a voice. Say it where I am a voice. I see somebody here changing levels, turning levels around. Maybe if you shout it well, you are about to enter the next level. 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 When you are a voice, you don't reply childish voices. Sit down. There's difference between a noise and a voice. You don't get me. There's difference between a noise and a voice. When your enemies who don't carry capacity talk against you, they are making noise. And noise is not music. Am I talking to somebody here? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? There are people you should not reply, because they are seeking attention of your voice. Put them, 3 million of them. It cannot stand one voice. You don't get me. No matter how you say you are a professional musician, if nobody knows you in South Africa, you are still not a voice. You are a local champion. You need a voice. The reason why people die a local champion, they don't understand that you need to be at the back of an eagle to fly. Am I talking here? Shantamana mayabaya. Imbrako shantamana. Ikabayaba zuntabaya. Imbrako shanta. Ladies and gentlemen, who is speaking against you? Who is talking about you? I'm looking for that person. Does he carry your capacity? Has he entered your level? Am I talking to somebody here? You are a professor of linguistics, and somebody in primary in grade 5 is talking about you. Do you need to reply that person? That person does not carry your capacity. You are a medical doctor, a quack that have not gone through the four walls of your university. He's talking about you and you are losing your sleep. He is not a voice. When you are not a voice in my area, you are not qualified to speak to me. I am the one that will speak to your life. I came like a voice to prophesy to a voice. They will hear your voice. They will hear your voice. This year, they will hear your voice. They will hear your voice. See now, hear me. When you are a voice, it doesn't matter the clothes you wear. You can wear an animal skin and feed with locusts and honey and be in the wilderness and be crying out like a voice of one crying in the wilderness of Judea. And people will leave city and come down to the forest to meet John the Baptist because he is a voice. Some people think it's muti. It's not muti. It is the voice of God. Sit down. Have you watched when five musicians come on the stage? One comes, sing the same song. Another one comes, sing the same song. Then a popular one comes and carry the mic to sing the same song. Now, he might not even have better voice than the first three. But because he's already accepted by people that he is a musician that carries presence, everybody stands for that one. That is what I'm talking about. Qualifying the unqualified. God is about to make you a voice overnight. Something will happen. Men will come to listen to you. Shout that amen like thunder. See now. I told somebody, you are not qualified to talk about love and care. How many widows have you taken care of? You've never taken care of any widow. You don't know what it means to pay school fees of orphans. You are talking about you love people. How many cars have you given out to people? How many houses have you given out? You can't preach love to us. You have to listen to us. The book of Experience, chapter 4, verse 9. You just came into faith. You say you are a man of God. You are a mayor of God. A bomboy of God. You don't even understand what it means to take care of people. You don't know responsibility. You can't talk about care when you have not gone through it. You don't know what it means when every month 800 widows are waiting for you. You don't understand what it means to take care of people. You don't know responsibility. You are just a reckless boy who just raised up. If you know responsibility, your mouth will be sorted with grace. If you've seen suffering in life, you will not attack people. If you have gone through trials in life, you will not be quick to judge people. You will take life step by step. But when you don't understand responsibility, you do things like a boy. You know, you have never been pregnant. That's why you're talking anyhow. When I have a baby, you don't understand pregnancy. You have never seen the kick of a baby. That's why you're doing any, doing. Hey. Shut up, my sister. Can I talk to you, sis? You are not qualified to talk when you are not pregnant. You have never carried a baby. That's why you're talking anyhow. Beating people, children, anyhow. When you carry one for 9 months and you enter labor work and deliver. When somebody touch your baby, say, hey. Church, are you getting blessed? Sit down, please. Let me go into something very deep. I studied the Bible strongly. And I was worried when I came to fall into this scripture. The voice of men, sometimes it used to look like the voice of God. And 90% of us, we hear the voice of men than the voice of God. That a voice is loud, it doesn't mean it's a voice. Sometimes it can be a noise. In music, good musicians will tell you, you don't shout. When you shout, you are no longer making music. You are making noise. For for the rhythms to synchronize, the voice and the wordings have to come out. And it must not be a shout. And if you are striking an I key, it must be that you have the capacity and the vocal capacity to get there. And you don't just jump there. You grow into it. Now, this is what people don't understand. 90% of us think that we are listening to the voice of God, but it's actually the voice of men. I read the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. And I was touched. Follow me. Four things I will say today before I leave you. And when I saw Genesis chapter 6, verse 6, it says that, and it repented the Lord that he made man, and on the whole earth grieved him at his heart. When I looked at this, God got angry that he made man. God regretted why he made man. Man is a complex mammal. Man is a complex being. Out of all the creature God created, you see, you and I are the most complex creature God created. I have studied it. God Almighty regretted why he created you and I. Ha. A lot of atheists have argued that if God said, I regret why I made and create man, does it mean he's not all-knowing? He should have known that the thing he's creating is going to disappoint him. But I said, because God is a compassionate God, and there's an emotional part of God. But when God created man, he did not anticipate what he saw or what he's seeing in man. It's just that man went beyond the limit. Man is dangerously wicked to man. Hear me. 90% of the problem we have on earth, they are not demon caused, they are men caused. Man, humanity to man, humanity is dangerous. If you see what the next person sitting next to you think about you, you will not believe. This is why God repented why he created man. Out of all the things God created, God regretted why he created you and I. I read through that scripture and I said, what was in the heart of man? He said, because the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can but know this? It is not a witch that is fighting you. It's a man. Some of you, 90% of your life problem is not caused by witches. It's caused by the man and the woman. And let me tell you, most of them who fight you are not far from you. They are right under your skin. Yes. This is the problem we have. See, when we carry every problem and put on the devil, 90% of the things we say devil caused, it's not the devil that caused it. It's human being. Just drive in latest 2020 Range Rover to your house and stay around. Three people around you that don't love you will plot your downfall. You don't need to go too far. Somebody that doesn't love you will look for your downfall. First thing is, how did he got it? Second thing, he's not qualified. If they don't ascribe muti, they ascribe one thing. He must be a thief. He must be that. He must be this. He must be that. That is man for you. The heart of a man is desperately wicked. You cannot finish studying man because man is a complex being. Somebody can smile with you like this, and the smile means I'm about to deal with you. You don't get what I'm saying? You don't get what I'm saying? I need you to understand. It's not about family. It's beyond family. And elder sister can take the husband of a younger sister. A brother can plan the death of his older brother. The heart of a man is complex, that God had to calm down in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. Before he destroyed the generation of Noah, he said, it repented me. I regretted why I created man. I read that scripture and I said, God, you created something in your image and you regret. Would have better been an animal. Would have better been the fish. They are not as complex. It had better be any other thing. But for a man, I regret. Then I begin to ask God. So it's very possible for a mighty being like God to go into a project and regret about the project. God entered the project, finished the project, and is regretting about the project. And he's omniscience. He knows all things. So it is possible to be anointed and you know it and you see the future and venture in because of your emotion and regret it at the end. Our God is a compassionate God. Someday, somebody called me and said, Papa, I know you're a prophet. Is it that you don't see these things? And I said, I see them. But there's a part of God which is called the graciousness of God that gives men opportunity to change when they have an opportunity to change. And when you exhaust that opportunity and you don't take advantage of that opportunity to repent, that's when you see the judgment part of God. I read through Matthew chapter 10, verse 17. And the Bible says, Jesus was preaching. And he said, beware of men. Have you seen that scripture? He never warned, beware of lion. He didn't say, beware of snake. I thought snake is the most dangerous animal. He said, leave snake. In fact, from verse 16, he said, be gentle as dove. Be wise as a serpent. When he now come to you and I, he said, hey, beware of man. Human being is human being. Now, the person speaking there is not Joseph. It's not Peter. It's not Andrew. It was God. God himself who created you and I. He's now warning some of us. Beware of man. So, they will blow breeze. Why? Why? Beware of men. They will prepare a chair for you and put needle. When you see the chair, you think the chair is fine. I'm not the one that says so. I saw it in the Bible. Can we read Matthew chapter 10, verse 17? He said, beware of men. He's there in the Bible. Who said so? Jesus. So, I should be. Beware of men. For they will deliver you up to the council. And they will scourge you in their synagogues. Who will deliver you? No, demons. Snake. Scorpion. Spider. Rat. Not even a cow. Not the one that pursues you in the dream. Who will deliver you? Man! 90% of your problem is not a demon. It's a man of men. Man. What does this mean? It means you have to study this species called man. We are complex human beings. Men are complex human beings. I have studied my lifetime. 90% of the people that have cost me tears are the people that drove the car I gave them, had the money I gave to them, stayed in the house I built and gave them duplex, dashed. I've discovered that men are complex. they fight their angel and celebrate their devil. Stand up. Could it be that the person you think is your enemy is actually your angel, and the one you thought is your angel is actually your devil? We can't see through our nose. That's the greatest problem we've ever seen. We can't. Life is complex. Some destiny angels don't come two times in a lifetime. You might have them only once in your lifetime. And if you miss them, it takes a lifetime to be able to get them. Could it be that you are even fighting somebody who does not deserve your fight, who deserves your applaud? Could it be that you are confiding in somebody who is the cause of your pain? Could it be that you are looking at your one magogo in the village to be your witch, and actually your best friend is the witch? Have you taken your time to think about it very well? Have you seen how life is? That you are where you are because you've not studied this species called a man. Most of us have many prayer points about witches and wizards, but we've never gotten a time to understudy this species called human being. It's very complex. Very complex. Some of you, the people you pay school fees for are the people fighting you. The one you kept in your house, that squat in your house, fed him, you gave him money, you clothed him, is the one that have betrayed you out there. Some of you, 90% of your problem is not an unbeliever, it's the brother and sister in the same church. This is what I'm talking about. Could it be that a voice rising up against you is the voice of a man and not a voice of a witch? Could it be the voice speaking against you? It's not a voice of demons. Spirit don't have a voice. They have to come through a human being to voice out their voice. And the question is, have you studied the human being next to you? The heart of a man is complex. Say, my father, make me a voice.
Make me a voice.
For my generation.
For my generation.
Open your mouth and pray.
In the name of
my
Jesus.
Father, make
my
me
father,
a voice.
Make me a voice for my generation. In the name of Jesus. Leko boga gaya gado progoso da gado.
Ibrazato shikete my father, make me a voice.
Ibrazato
shikete
bragada.
Ibrazato shikete bragada.
Ibrazato
shikete
bragada.
Ibrazato
shikete bragada.
Ibrazato shikete
bragada.
Ibrazato shikete
bragada. Ibrazato shikete bragada. Ibrazato shikete
I got a god, a god, a progress, a god, a god, a god, a god, a
god, a god, a god,
a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a
god, a god, a
god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a god, a
god, a Shake peledosia paradosia ta
bradozo
cotone peredosia
peredosia
peredosia peredosia
peredosia
peredosia peredosia
peredosia
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Nelson Mandela, Tata, he became a voice in the prison. Sometimes it takes time to become a voice. Sometimes it can be your affliction, sorrows, insults, critics that piles you up to become a voice. Now hear this. That's why people who become a voice, they're usually people with self-control. Because whatever they do will become a leading voice to other voices. Imagine if Tata had come out and carried AK-47 and shook his leg. There might be no South Africa today. But because he was a voice, he came out with a voice of forgiveness. Even though people didn't like it, but because he was the one that went to the prison for 27 years, and he was a voice, everybody followed the voice. There were other people with dissenting voice, saying something different from him, but they could not gain follower. Some people talking against you, no matter how they talk from now until tomorrow, nobody will follow them. Hear me. Hear me. Hear me. When you are a voice, be very careful the way you listen to the voice of a mosquito. You can give the voice of a mosquito a powerful enforcement and make it look like a big voice. There are certain voices that doesn't deserve your response. Say, oh Lord!
Oh Lord!
May I use my voice for the right thing.
May I use my voice for the right thing.
Say in 2020.
In 2020.
They will hear my voice.
They will hear my voice.
Open your mouth and pray.
Librata prateka prota badaga yagada Lekedo brozoga yagada bradaga Indo brogozunda ganda brodoga zoda Indo brogozunga brondonga Liga bradega zuzwa progoto Indo brogozo progoto gogoto Egedega yagada gada 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 Izo brogozo prateka dabra Indo
brogozo
progoto Liga para de gesoto, ida praza pore, ida para pare, leke susu para, ege susu para, pale prokoso para, ida para da gayaga da, elege de dogoda, ida prokoso prada gayaga da, a prokoso to, ida prokoso, ida prada gade, eka prokoso ga, ida gada ga, ida gada
May your voice not be locked up.
Amen.
Hear me. Evil people triumph because good people do nothing and say nothing. There is a way you allow little voices to to gather themselves and continue to talk. If you don't blast one time, they will think they are relevant. 90% of the reason why you are where you are, you have not learned how to talk strategically. Sometimes, when you are a voice and you don't open your mouth to talk, there'll be a problem. During the xenophobic attack, everybody's body language was looking at His Excellency, the President. Because everybody wants to see what he will say. When he begins to give a body language of this is how it should be, everybody follows suit. He didn't have to talk as many as others will do at the street. But one national broadcast was able to calm the whole tension down because he is a voice. Now, have you spoken to arthritis? Arthritis is waiting for your voice. Have you spoken to poverty? Poverty is waiting for your voice. Have you spoken to rise and fall? He's waiting for your voice. Have you spoken to why your ministry has gone down? He's waiting for your voice. Open your mouth and speak right now to the area of your life where you want to change.
Speak peace. I speak prosperity.